from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting an apparent attempt on the life of Donald Trump. Apparently, it happened last Saturday. A British man was arrested in Las Vegas for what the Secret Service says was an attempt to kill Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. A complaint filed Monday in federal court says Michael Stephen Sanford drove across the country last week to attend a Trump rally at the Treasure Island Casino, where he tried to grab a gun from the holster of a Las Vegas police officer who was providing security. No motive is mentioned. Sanford told authorities he had never fired a gun before last Friday when he went to a Las Vegas gun range to learn how to shoot. Julie Debnam is a retired teaching assistant who's a family friend of the Sanfords, her son having grown up with Michael Stephen in England. She suggests that Sanford struggled with Asperger's and a touch of autism.
And it was only when he got older that he obviously had the traits of Asperger's and autistic, you know, that sort of... Because nobody knows, you know, that's the trouble. And then it's too late once they find out.
He also said that if he were released from custody, he would try again to kill Trump. The explosion of a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan that killed 6 Jordanian troops and wounded 14 other people is raising fears that violence in Syria is spreading to its neighbors. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
We condemn in the strongest terms this morning's attack in Jordan, which we understand killed 6 members of the Jordanian security forces and wounded another 14. We express, of course, our deepest condolences to the victims and to their families, and ask that everybody remember that those families are in grief today. We are going to continue our unwavering support to the Jordanian armed forces, and we are proud of that partnership.
This is VOA News.
The chamber sentences Mr. Bemba, who was convicted for the following crimes under Article 28A.
The International Criminal Court has sentenced former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba to 18 years in prison for leading a campaign of rape and murder in neighboring Central African Republic. ICC Judge Sylvia Steiner of Brazil said Bemba failed to exercise control over his private army, which in 2002 and 2003 carried out sadistic rapes, murders, and pillaging of particular cruelty. The crimes?
Murder is a war crime. 16 years of imprisonment. Murder is a crime against humanity. 16 years imprisonment. Rape is a war crime. 18 years of imprisonment.
Bemba's conviction is the first time the ICC has issued a conviction for rape as a war crime and a crime against humanity. An Egyptian court declared Tuesday that handing control of 2 islands in the Red Sea to Saudi Arabia is illegal. The transfer of Tiran and Sanfir was concluded in April in a maritime border agreement with Saudi Arabia. The Egyptian government said Saudi Arabia had legal and historic sovereignty over the islands, and it was simply returning the kingdom's own territory. But the decision was met with protests and outrage. Officials said the protests could damage relations between the two countries. The court's ruling can be appealed. The Islamic State pushes back in Syria, where at least 6 Jordanian border guards were killed and several wounded in a car bomb attack outside a Syrian refugee camp. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Cairo.
The Jordanian army says a car bomb on Syria's border with Jordan killed 6 troops and injured 14 more early Tuesday morning in an attack near a makeshift Syrian refugee camp. No group has claimed responsibility for the bombing, but some analysts say the increased frequency of attacks in Jordan is a sign that the violence in Syria is spreading. Hours after the attack, Jordan's King Abdullah vowed to strike with an iron fist anyone who threatens Jordan or its borders. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Nigeria's currency, the Naira, slumped about 40% on Monday after the government removed its peg to the dollar as a way to ease chronic shortage of foreign currency and causing economic hardship. The government is trying to reverse the slump caused by falling oil prices, causing high inflation and slow growth. In Afghanistan Monday, more than 20 people, including 14 security guards, were killed and several others wounded in multiple bombings. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.